From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama sounds a note of caution on whether the ceasefire in Syria will actually lead to peace talks. Mr. Obama used a White House appearance with the King of Jordan to say that the administration is being cautious about raising expectations, noting that the situation on the ground in Syria is difficult. But he said a lessening of violence could be the basis for a long-term ceasefire.
If over the next several weeks we can see some lessening of the violence that's been racking that country, then that provides us a basis to build a longer-term ceasefire.
President Obama. The White House is vetting Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval, a Republican, for the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Sandoval supports the Supreme Court's same-sex marriage decision of last year and backs abortion rights. Senate Republican leaders have said they will hold no hearings on any Obama nominee. Reports from the United Nations say the United States and China have agreed on a draft resolution that would expand sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions are in response to the North's recent nuclear test. Anonymous diplomats say the proposal will go to the full 15-member council soon. A U.S. federal judge ruled Tuesday that aides to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton can be questioned under oath in connection with a lawsuit over the release of emails from a private server she used while in office. Uganda's main opposition party says it is working hard to gather evidence to legally challenge the outcome of the February 18th general election. Uganda's electoral law allows 10 days for a legal challenge. If you'd like to see more on that, check our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. European Council President Donald Tusk says a decision by Britain to leave the EU would change Europe forever, and not for the better. Tusk told the European Parliament in Brussels that there would be no second chance if Britain's vote to exit the Union, and he said he thinks now would be a bad time for a breakup of the EU.
Prime Minister Cameron said in the House of Commons on Monday that now is not the time to split the West. I couldn't agree more.
On the issue of Europe's migrant and refugee crisis, Tusk and the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker told the Parliament that European Union leaders will hold a special summit with Turkey on March 7th. Syria and North Korea will come under close scrutiny for rights violations by the 47-member Human Rights Council during its upcoming four-week session, which begins Monday in Geneva. Lisa Schlein reports.
The 47-member UN Human Rights Council will discuss the records of more than 40 countries. It will examine current developments in Burundi following last year's special session on that country's deteriorating situation. The Council also will discuss more than 40 reports on universal themes, including torture, summary executions, forced disappearances, religious freedom, and countering terrorism. Among them, a report by the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria to be submitted on March 15th. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Termino il referendum.
Bolivian President Evo Morales acknowledging defeat in a referendum on whether he should be allowed to run for a fourth term in 2019. In a speech Wednesday, Mr. Morales said he would respect the will of the people. A final tally of Sunday's referendum gave the no side 51.3% of the vote. The Taliban says it is unaware of upcoming talks with the Afghan government. The militants say talks will not succeed until foreign forces are completely withdrawn from the country and Islamic law is enforced there. A four-nation group working for Afghan peace has invited the Taliban and other rebel groups to participate in direct talks with the government. Talks are expected to take place in Pakistan by the first week in March. World football's governing body, FIFA, will proceed with an election to pick a new president Friday. The group will vote to replace Sepp Blatter. It will also decide on a set of reforms aimed at restoring its credibility after a major graft scandal. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are preparing to take legal steps to prevent President Barack Obama from closing the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. House Speaker Paul Ryan told reporters lawmakers are preparing a legal challenge to ensure that the prison remains open. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.